scripture reading is very important in the church because this is church. We are here for only one purpose, to hear the word of God. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for everything. We thank you for your grace, your faithfulness, your goodness. And even as we come to your word, speak to each one of our hearts. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. I'm not sure about you, but 2025 seems to come and go pretty fast. I don't know. Maybe because I'm getting older and I'm slower, but everything seems to move very quickly. It looks as if that 2025 just arrived, lingered for a while, and it's about to vanish. 3 days from today, 72 hours is 2026. Time passes very fast. But one thing I know for sure, it's a great day to be alive. When you turn around and tell someone it's a great day to be alive. And I know one thing for sure, and it's certain that the sun will rise each morning. And when the sun rises each morning, it's the start of a new day. And that new day is promised by God. Because with God, we always have a new beginning, a new start, a new chapter. And in just 3 days, as we count down to 2026, I will be writing volume 71. Some of you will be writing volume 85. But I don't know which volume are you in. But one thing I know, as I write volume 71, I'm going to record about the amazing grace of God in my life. Because God is good, and He is good all the time. God is faithful, and He's faithful all the time. But perhaps you feel stuck in 2025. You feel that you are in a deep hole. I want you to know today, you can have a reset in your life. You can reset where you are. How many of you have a computer? I will ask if you have one. And one of the frustrating things of a computer, if you have one like mine, it becomes slow. It freezes. And I know there are times that I just want to take the computer and bang it. Wake up! Why can't you operate like I got you when you were new? It loses speed. It fears to perform as what it should. And sometimes in our life, it can happen. I don't understand, but bad things do happen to good people. Unexpected things do happen to us. And things that happen to others does affect us. And all these things can stop our life, can bring us down. But this morning I want you to know, you can have a reset for your life. Just like you press the reset button on your computer, you can press the reset button for your life and start all over again. Because we have a God who is ever faithful, ever forgiving, ever there ready for you. What it means to reset? It means to move something back to its original place and position. This is what God has created you for. This is your purpose for God, for you. But somehow, through your journey, you get distracted, you get removed, you lost focus. I want you to know, reset means you can come back by God's grace, by His help, to the ordinary place, to the place where you are supposed to be. That's what it means to reset. Reset means when the bone is broken, you put it back into that position and wait for it to heal. You don't put it back in any position. You put it back at the correct position and wait for it to heal. Because I want you to know, the Bible is filled with reset story. The reset story in the Bible starts with Genesis chapter 1. The Bible tells us the world was formless and empty. God reset it when He commanded light into the world. And He brought life into existence. Not forgetting Moses. Moses, who grew up, he thought that he knows everything, he could do anything. Then he killed someone. Then he had to run through the wilderness. Moses need a reset. The burning bush was Moses' reset when he asked, "Who are you?" How about Naomi? She and her husband thought they are smart. Things got hard in Israel. They ran away to another place. Then she lost her husband. She lost her son. What does she need? She need to reset. She went back to her homeland. How about David? David was doing so well till one silly look at a woman bathing that caused him to sin, to commit adultery, and to kill. David, at that point, need a reset. That is when Psalm 51 comes in, where he cried to God. My sermon to you this morning is about reset, taken from John chapter 21, from verse 2 to verse 22. Peter was called the rock. He was called the rock. However, that rock didn't become the rock. He denied Christ. That rock is now in question. Is he truly the rock or is he the sand? He boldly say, "Lord, everyone will deny you, but I will die. I will die for you." Yet three times he denied Christ and went out weeping. This Peter, he's a fast talker. He's the first talker. He has so much self-confidence, self-reliant, and a sense of "I'm important." But all this shattered. His world torn apart. He became naked because he denied the Lord. You know, Peter could do a few things. He could press the alarm button. I don't know about you. When things don't go well, do you press the alarm button? He could press the panic button. But he could also accept, "This has happened to me. This is my life. That is it." But God wants Peter to press the reset button. And I'm telling you, sometimes things seem to happen in your life as a wake-up call. When you have disappointment, failures, and trouble, you need to come to a place to wake up, press the reset button, and return to God's first plan for your life. What is God's first plan? His ordinary plan, His first plan for your life is simply, you were created to glorify God and enjoy Him forever. That's what you will make. But we have allowed too many things to come in that disturb us from enjoying God. We look at things of what people have and what we don't have, we become troubled. We look at the things that happen in the world, we become disturbed. When God said that you should focus only on me and just look at me and enjoy me, because I am your fullness. I am your fullness. Peter had to choose the reset button. And Peter chose the reset button because Jesus Christ is a caring God, is a loving God, and He is going to restore Peter. Jesus' first question to Peter, "Have you any meat? Come and eat." Don't you ever wonder that you may go through difficult times You may go to tough time. You may go to struggling time. Yet, there is a roof on your head. Say amen. And there is food in your stomach. What does it mean? It means that God is always your provider. He will never fear not to provide for you. So when Jesus met Peter, his first question is, have you eaten? Do you have meat? I want you to know, we can sit here facing 2026 knowing that God will provide. He is Jehovah Jireh that we sang, and He will always provide, and He will never fear to provide. You can be certain that when you wake up in the morning, when the sun strikes the earth, God is there. Peter must press the reset button. Because Peter, if you continue to live your life as what he was before, assisting, being a fisherman, you will go nowhere. Because Peter, you are not living as God intends for you. He loves you, He cares for you, and He desires you, Peter, to have His kind of life, the abundant life, the full life. So Peter, you need to press the reset button. This morning, do you need to press the reset button? And there are five actions that you need to do to press the reset button. The first button to press is refocus. Refocus. Peter, who has denied Christ, he must felt disappointed, ashamed. He must wonder, what has happened to me? He is the Messiah. Why do I reject him? Maybe he's disappointed that Jesus did not establish the kingdom as what he expected. You know, and when Jesus was arrested and crucified, what did Peter say to his other disciple? I am going fishing. I'm going back to my old life. I'm going back to my old career. I'm going back to the old way. I'm retreating to the old life, back to what I was comfortable, back to where I know what to do, how to catch a fish. I'm going back. Peter have lost focus. Jesus' first word to Peter was simply two words. His first word to Peter in Matthew chapter 4, verse 19, follow me. And now, in this same chapter, Jesus said the same two words to him, follow me. I want you to know that when Jesus called you to follow him, today, he's still asking you, are you following me? Follow me. Jesus had never changed from calling us to follow him. But between the first time Jesus called Peter, follow me, and now Jesus called him again in John, follow me, many things has happened in Peter's life. He has followed Jesus, the first to follow Jesus. He has made the great confession, you are Christ, the Son of the living God. When Jesus wanted to wash his feet, he said, don't wash my feet. In fact, he cut the ear of the servant. But finally, he denied Christ. Yes, God has not changed his mind on Peter, where he said, Peter, follow me. And Peter today needs to refocus on the calling rather than going backward fishing. Today, are you following Jesus or are you going back fishing? Peter, you need to refocus on Christ's first calling, just like you need to. You need to focus on what matters first in life. What matters first in your life? There are many things, I know. But the scripture is very clear in Matthew chapter 6, verse 33. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness and all these things. Because all these things, if you are seeking, is going to get you off focus from the one who calls you, follow me. and all these things shall be added unto you. Focus on who Jesus is. He's the finisher. He's the author of your faith. Focus on what you believe. What do you believe? What you believe is precious, is powerful. What you believe is real. What you believe will bring you to eternity. Focus on what you believe, not what the world say. What do you believe? And ask yourself, why do I believe? The why is very important. No one can replace this Jesus that you believe. There is no substitute. No one except Jesus. Peter, like you and me, needs to refocus on what is eternal and what is what? Temporary. It's very easy to be caught up with the temporary and forget about what is eternal. God wants you to refocus back to Him. Because a focused life said, I know my goal, I'm actively pursuing them and enjoying the journey. I'm growing and making progress. Because when your life is focused, you have confidence in God, you have fulfillment in God, and you are a happy person. How many of you want to be happy? The Bible tells us, happiness is what? In the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Happiness in the Lord. Not in what you have. Did the world tell us differently? The world tell us, don't focus so much on God. Focus on what you want. But what you truly want is not what you should have. What you truly want is the one who lives up there. The one who loves you and die for you. As 2025 comes to a close, you cannot afford to live a life that is unfocused. You cannot afford to live a life that focuses just on yourself, focuses just on things, focuses just on temporary stuff. You need to focus on this thing, this priority. God first, say amen. God first, seek the kingdom first. Everything will pass away. The kingdom of God is here and is here to stay. Press the refocus button today, right now. You have to focus back on Jesus Christ. Look at Him. Keep your eyes in Him. No delay, no excuse. Take the action to press the refocus button. The second action, reset action button is expectation. No fisherman goes to fish hoping not to catch a fish. Every fisherman goes want to catch a big fish. And I know sometimes when you talk to a fisherman, how big is the fish? So big. So is this big or this big? So big. Every fisherman wants a fish. And when you go and do fishing and then you caught no fish, what do? You throw away your fishing rod. You know, Peter and his companion have been fishing all day and they caught nothing. And now, after all day catching nothing, where is their expectation? Their expectation is not high. Their expectation is all-time low. They are lost, they are defeated. Disappointed, tired, and frustrated. Jesus approached them. And Jesus said, cast the net over the other side. Though they did not recognize Him. And this is the second time that Jesus had told Peter, cast the net over the other side. The first time was in Matthew chapter 5. And when Peter did that, went further out to the sea, what did he do? He came back with a lot of fish. Maybe in 2025,
you experience lack of progress in your life. There is just small victory here and there. Your prayer seems unanswered. And you feel that God is distant away. Despite you ask Him, God, heal me. God, provide for me. God, I need a breakthrough. But today I want you to reset your expectation button. Once again, Peter followed Jesus' instruction and he cast his net and he got a big catch. And I want you to know, don't ever give up. Believe in Jesus Christ and expect great things from Him, because God is a miracle working God. Only God can do what man cannot do. Only God can do what you cannot do. You need to reset your expectation button for 2026. There is power in expectation. Even the lame man in Acts chapter 3 at the gate, when he looked at Peter and John, hoping to receive something, he got more than his expectation. Not money, but the ability to walk. Not from man, but from God. You need to press your reset button of expectation, because your God is the promise keeper. Your God is the way maker. Your God is the miracle worker. Nothing is too hard for Him. Press the reset button. When you press the reset button, press it and pray and praise Him, because it is coming to you. Press the reset button and sow in faith with expectation. Live and walk and stand with expectation, because your expectation of God is the breath that you need in you to believe. The minute you stop expecting from God, you start dying. I expect God. Say amen. I keep on believing and expecting God. Because the Bible tells us in Numbers chapter 23 verse 9, God is not a man, one given to lie, or a son of man changing his mind. Does he speak and not act? Does he promise and not come true? His promise to you is simply, I will bring it to pass. I will answer your prayer. I will deliver you. I will help you. This is what God has promised. So Peter, twice, hear what Jesus say, cast the net, and got a great catch. Now you wonder why Peter, when he wrote 1 Peter chapter 1 verse 3, this is what he wrote. Now we live with what expectation? Now we live with what? Great expectation. That's how you should live. Because the day you stop expecting from God is the day you start dying inside. I expect from God. I'm believing God. I'm expecting from God that God will act. God will do. I don't know. Maybe you have been praying for a long time. Nothing is happening. But I'm telling you, your expectation and your prayer is bringing level and level and level to the answer prayer. I want you to know, I declare today in Christ, your expectation is here. He is your expectation. Believe and expect. Expect with joy. Expect overflowing blessing. Increase your expectation of God, who generously give, act, and perform far above, far beyond what you ask, think, or imagine. As you cross to 2026, don't live. Lo, God, you can't do much. As you cross over to 2026, press the reset button of your expectation of God. Amen. Trust God. Believe God. Expect from Him. The third reset button that you need to press is service. Peter hears from John, it is the Lord. And Peter put on his fisherman coat and jumped into the sea. Surf. I know that when you come to the end of the year, there is always, for some people, always that feeling and that thought. God, I served you so many years. I'm now 65 already, God. Shouldn't I give other people a chance? Let other people serve. Very normal, do you think so? That's not being normal. God called Peter to serve. Am I telling you, as long as you have breath, you must what? Serve. When God called Israel out of Egypt, Moses stand before Pharaoh and said, set my people free that they may what? Serve me. But today, we have a gospel. Set my people free that I may bless them, that I may prosper them, that I may give them a good life. That's not what God called. God called is set my people free that they may serve me. And in view of them serving me, I will bless them, I will prosper them, I will look after them. You see, we are putting what? The horse before the cart. We are pursuing the this thing. Then who? Seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. So if you are thinking, maybe I'm a bit too old to serve, I want to tell you, shake your head, shake that thought, because until Jesus calls you back, every breath that you have, you should serve the Lord. Because if you are old and you are still serving, you are inspiring the younger people there. The younger people there, you say, if uncle can serve, auntie can serve, I can also serve. I want to encourage you. If you are serving and you feel you are unnoticed and unappreciated, I want you to know God knows what you are doing. And you do everything unto who? Unto the Lord. And the promise is that if you don't go tired of doing what is good, at just the right time, you will reap a harvest of blessing if you do not give up. That's right. Jesus said, I have come to serve and not to be served. So you need to press the reset button or serve and say, God, I'm serving you in 2025. Give me new strength, new ability, new creativeness to serve you in 2026. Amen. God, I'm not serving you, but I'm going to serve you from now onward. Your service, serving God, is very important for your Christian life. Christians who don't serve, just take in, just lie. You are eating every day and not walking and not exercising. You become what? Fat. There are a lot of fat Christians. So fed with knowledge, they are unhealthy. We need to what? Serve the Lord. We serve the Lord by serving God and serving one another. In 2026, press the serve button. I'm sure Pastor Aaron will want every one of you to be involved in service in this church, Grace City Church. The fourth button that you need to press is the button of enkindle. Lord, somehow set the fire within me. Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Do you have a fire of loving God? And I'm telling you, it is possible. after being a Christian for so long that we can basically play church, act in church, say the right word, do everything right. But there's something missing there. What is there? The enkindled love for God. The fire within. The passion for God. I know last Christmas Day, I introduced my friend Kilion. At 16, we have been preaching. And now I'm 71. How many years is that? That's a long time. How many years? 71 minus 16? Any good math teacher here? 55. Wow, that's a long time. You know, beginning of this year, I told Pastor Aaron, please, don't get me to preach so much. I think I've preached for many years already. I'd like to take a step backward. But this, and what happened to me 2 days ago, challenged my heart. Jesus asked Peter, do you love me? Would you allow this love that you say, God, I love you, will you allow it to be a fire burning passionately and brightly in your heart? One of the prayers of the early fathers, the early church father, was, come, Holy Spirit, fill the hearts of your faithful and enkindle in them the fire of your love. God, I want the fire of your love. The early fathers pray that because it is possible that as time goes by, our love for God can become cold. Our love for God can be compromised by many things. God wants you to love Him with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. God wants you because your devotion, your commitment, your obedience, your sacrifice, the things that you do as a Christian is tied with what? Your love for God. Your love for God. And so, I ask you this morning, how is your love? Is your love lukewarm, cold, dead? Or is your love for God enkindled? I ask you this morning, as we come to the end of the year, press this button. God, set a fire of your love in my heart and let it burn brightly and let it burn surely and let it be expressed in my service to you, in my worship to you, in my trust in you, in my obedience to you, because love has an outlet, and the outlet is not selfishness. It's not God for me. It's God. I'm here. What do you want me to do? To love you and to obey you. Peter, do you love me? And of course, Peter answered 3 times, yes. Then Peter said that if you love me, God said to Peter, feed my sheep. And there's one thing you need to learn. If you love the Lord, you must love who? You must love one another. Hello? If you love Jesus, you must love one another. It's in the Bible. Because it is impossible for you to love Jesus. Jesus is called the what? The head. You cannot say, I love the head, but I don't love the body. Come on. It's impossible. And so it's very important when we say, God, I love you, express that by loving one another. And so you need to press the enkindled button. God, let my love for you be strong, be burning. Let my love for you express for my love for one another. The last button that you need to press is the reset button called trust. Trust is what you believe in the character or strength or truth of someone or something. Here I'm talking about trusting, not in chariot, not in things, not in yourself, but trusting God. Trusting God in good time and tough time. Because this is what Jesus said to Peter. Peter, when you are young, you know, you know how to dress yourself. You know, you want to go here, you go. You want to go there, you go. But as you get older, someone will dress you and someone will lead you. Will you allow someone to dress you if you don't trust them? Will you allow someone to lead you if you don't trust them? So Peter, God is telling Peter, as you grow older, you need to trust. And you and I realize one thing. Our faith is because we trust in God. Say amen. And even how young we are, how old we are, in our dying bed, we still need to who? Trust God. Trust God with all your heart. Don't trust yourself. Trust God with all your heart. Because if you don't trust God, you will regret. Those that trust God can have confidence that He's a strong tower, that you can run to Him and you are safe. Those that trust God will never be ashamed, because some will trust in themselves. But one thing I know, those that trust in the Lord will stand firm, will stand strong, and they will rise up no matter what happens. Trust God. Trust Him. Trust Him wholeheartedly. Isaiah chapter 17, verse 7 and verse 8 says, "But blessed are those who trust in the Lord and have made the Lord their hope and confidence. They are like trees planted alongside a river bank, with roots that reach deep into the water. Such trees are not bothered by the heat or worried by the long months of drought. Their leaves stay green," say amen, "and they shall never stop producing food." Because the Bible tells us that when you trust Him, you are planted in Him, whatever that is happening out there does not matter, because your source, your strength, your life, your provision, your protection, everything that you need and you have comes from who? Comes from Him. So those that trust God will never be ashamed. Those that rely on material wealth will be disappointed. Those that rely on God will never, because God, when you look at the Bible, God has a proven record of faithfulness, goodness. Who do you want to trust? Better to trust in God, who is trustworthy and reliable. Allow Him to guide you. Allow Him to be your trust. You need to press the reset button of trust. As you end 2025, give yourself permission to press the reset button. As new creation in Christ, the old has passed. The new has come. Press the reset button in 2026 of refocus, expectation, service, and kinder and love. I have to press the reset button. I don't know about you. 2 days ago was my wake-up call. I took my daughter, Doc, for a walk, a golden retriever. Walking, and he on the leash in my hand, unknown to me, another dog came out from the house and ran. And this silly dog charged after that dog. Just in the split second, I fell backward and hit the floor. I was unconscious for 10 to 15 minutes, lying. My wife was next to me, unconscious. When I got up, sat in the chair, I'm telling you that even it must be so cold, and in my condition, I was shivering in my bone. Never feel so cold. We asked the dog owner to send me home. He is my neighbor just on the other side. What a neighbor. God said, love your neighbor. He sent me home to the other side, to my house. I called Brother KG to come. My blood pressure was 190. It was shock, body shock, 190. And I told Brother KG, hey, I think I better go to Hollywood Hospital, don't need to wait. He drove me halfway. My wife took a bucket for me, and I tell you, everything that is in there all came out. Hallelujah. I was injured. The whole back, body, and the head. It's a wake-up call. A lot of things that happen in my life, I can be off focus. It's time to focus back on God. This morning at 2 a.m., my whole body is aching. Pain. I can't turn left, can't turn right. It's in pain. 2 a.m. in the morning, I wake up. I say, God, Lord, I remember many years ago, on a Saturday, when we were using the community center, I was setting up the place for Sunday service. I alone carry the speaker. And I tell you, the old speaker is very heavy. I alone carry the speaker. And in carrying the speaker, my whole back got injured. I went home, I lie down on the bed. Sunday, I was supposed to preach. That night, I got hold of the Lord and said, Lord, I have to preach this Sunday. My back like that, I can't stand at all. I need you to come and touch me and make me whole. And that night, that morning when I pray, something supernatural happened. It got healed instantly. So this morning at 2 a.m., I said, Lord, I need you again. You are the same yesterday, today, and forever. You never change. You did that for me. I ask you today, do it for me. Touch my whole back. Touch my whole back because I have to preach today. You see, what happened to me helps me to refocus. First thing first, seek ye first the kingdom of God and His righteousness. Second, expect from God. He is your expectation. God will come true for you. Third, serve the Lord. Let me tell you, between life and death is only what? One breath away. As Brother Hoping has said to me long time ago, Pastor, after 70, every day is a bonus. Is it not true? Every day is a bonus. My question is, what are you going to use the bonus for? Between able to serve God and not able to serve God is just one breath away. So it's better to use every breath to serve God. And my prayer that this morning is, God, set a fire of love for my heart for you again. It is so easy to say the right thing, to do everything right, but you know the fire is not as what it is. And above all, no matter what happened, to trust you, O God. this morning, will you press the reset button and allow God to restore you, to restore you to the first place He has called you? Follow me. Will you press the reset button and make God your expectation again? The day you stop expecting is the day you stop living, is the day you start dying. Will you press the reset button? Lord, I have served you all these years. I will continue to serve you. For those that have not served the Lord, say, Lord, I will serve you. I will serve the house. Will you say, press the reset button and say, God, put a fire of love. Put a fire of love in me. Lord, enkindle the fire. Blow the fire in me. And would you press the reset button of trust? I choose to trust God. Can I have the worship team to come? As we sing that last song, You Are Always Faithful, the goodness of God. If you see me yesterday and today, you'll see a different person. You see a different person because of simply one thing. We have God. He is ever faithful. Would you stand up with me?
Oh my.
the disciple, "Do you have any meat? Come and eat." Shows his care, his providence, and his goodness and faithfulness over his disciple. They were not perfect. Peter denied him. The rest of his disciple ran away, and they followed Peter to go back fishing. Yet Jesus stepped in. But Peter has to refocus. Do you need to refocus this morning on the one who calls you, on the one who is faithful and true, on the one who is good all the time? Do you need to focus? Lift your hand to him. You need to refocus on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. Refocus on first thing first. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. This morning, do you need to lift up your expectation? Lord, I believe that you are the way maker. I believe, God, nothing is impossible with you. I know, Lord, I have been waiting, but increase my expectation to believe and to see a breakthrough and a miracle. You are ever faithful. If you are serving the Lord, serving the house, the Lord bless you. Continue to serve. And it's in the end of the year, you're always thinking, it's time, maybe I should just hang up the towel. Throw in the towel, hang up the boots. This morning, he calls you, serve me. Serve my house. Serve my purpose. And I want you to know, you may struggle in your love for Jesus Christ. There is no condemnation. You may think that I have let God down. There is no condemnation. He said to you, let me put a fire of love in your heart. Let me renew you. Let me strengthen you. Let me set your heart again. Again. Don't let your past failure, your past going cold, don't let it stop you from believing in the new, in what I can do for you. Let me enkindle the love, the fire of love in you. And trust. Let me help you to trust me. The little trust that you have is sufficient for a miracle. It's sufficient to grow like a mustard seed. Lord, we stand before you as a people of God who wants and need and must reset the button of refocus, of expectation, of service, of enkindlement, and of trust of God. We ask for your Spirit to do that work in us, Lord. And we thank you for everything. And as I give you the benediction, Lord, thank you for bringing us this far in 2025.
Lord, thank you for your faithfulness and your goodness, your care and your providence and your protection, oh God, and your presence, God. You are faithful throughout the year, from the beginning of the year to the end of the year, God. Truly, Father, it is your strength and wisdom and blessing that have carried us. And we know, God, that you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. And so, Lord, as we look towards 2026, Lord, we trust you. You are the same, oh God, that you will help us. We put our trust in you. We put our hope in you. That you will grant us peace for the journey, oh God. That you will prepare the way. You, oh God, will make a way when there is no way. So we ask you, Lord, help us to love you. Help us to obey you. Help us to serve you. And Lord, we pray that by the end of 2026, that we will have such a powerful testimony of your goodness. I ask this in Jesus' name. And God's people say, amen. The Lord bless you.